Lean originated from the just-in-time philosophy of continuous and forced problem solving. JIT is supplying customers with exactly what they want, when they want. In JIT, supplies and components are pulled through the system to arrive when they are needed, by the customer. Just-in-time means producing only what is needed, producing in necessary quantities, producing at necessary time. Lean production system is shown in this diagram, where we produce only when customer needs it. Main components of just-in-time are leveled production, pull system continuous flow processing, takt time, flexible workforce, that is Shojinka, 3 M's and 5 S. Leveled production. What is leveled production? Leveled production means producing various models on the same production line to cater the customer demand. What customer demands, that only should be given on continuous basis. The various products are shown in the form of different geometrical shapes. Assume they are different models of vehicles being produced on the same production line. For this, single machine exchange of die is required, that we have discussed. Then second is pull system. Don't push. Produce only when the customer demands the product in the required quantity. Run production according to this demand. Production activities begins as a result of the pull generated by the customer. Pull is generated by customer and not by us. Three, continuous flow production. In TPS, that is Toyota Production System, it means arranging work inside each process to flow smoothly from one step to another. In continuous flow production, you cannot maintain inventory. You pass through all the workstations in a continuous manner so that there is no need of any inventory. If any defect occurs and remains undetected, it will remain limited to the same or very few components. I said takt time. Takt is a German word meaning meter. It is the time to finish a given amount of work doing a single operation, making one component or assembling an entire car or entire vehicle. So takt time is equal to total daily operating time, for example 8 hours or 480 minutes, divided by total production requirement. So suppose daily operating time is 480 minutes divided by our total production in that particular time is 100. So 480 divided by 100 becomes 4.8. That means one car comes out of the company within 4.8 minutes. That means every 4.8 minute, one car comes out. That is the takt time. So what we have to do is reduce this takt time. Flexible workforce, that is Shojinka. Flexible workforce means to alter, that means decrease or increase the number of operators within a shop, to equip with demand changes. Flexible workforce can be developed with continuous training and development. Then sixth is 3 M's. What are these 3 M's? MUDA. What is MUDA? Non-value added or waste. MURA, that is unevenness. MURI, overburden. So we have to reduce 3 M's. Very, very beautiful diagram here. Let's understand with the help of an illustration. Assume that you have to carry 6 tons of load in a truck having capacity of 3 tons maximum. That means that truck has capacity of 3 tons and we have to carry 6 tons of load. You can take this load in either of the following ways. You can see the first is thing. I will just show you this diagram. more details. Look at the first diagram. This is a truck having the capacity of only 3 tons. And we have loaded all 6 tons on that truck. This is called as overburden, or in Japanese language, it is muri. We should not do like this. What we should do is we have to do is smoothen the load. In the second diagram, there are 2 trucks. On one truck, 4 tons are loaded. In another truck, 2 tons are loaded. So this is fluctuation, variation, unevenness, which is called as mura. Third diagram, there are 3 trucks. Each truck has 2 tons each, which is mura, waste of capacity, because the truck capacity is 3 tons and we are loading only 2 tons. That too 3 times. That means extra petrol or extra diesel is spent, which is a waste. What is no muri, no mura, or no muda is, first truck has 3 tons, second truck has 3 tons. This is the proper way of working. We should not overburden. We should not have unevenness. We should not have waste. But we should have no muri, no mura, no muda, like shown in the last 2 trucks diagrams. Next is 5S. 5S first is sort. In Japanese, it is called as sairi. Select what is needed for the job and remove everything else from the work area. Examples is color coding helps, visually identified tools used in different hygienic zones. Second is Saiton, set in order. That means arrange attempts so that it is easier to select, use and return them to the proper location. Color-coded wall brackets, shadow boards can be used for efficient tool tracking and management. Third is Saiso, shine. Spot dirty or non-conforming items. Then clean, repair or remove them from service. Using the right cleaning tool for the right job, as well as using hygienically designed tools that can be easily cleaned, are important for effective cleaning. Next is Saiketsu, that is standardize. Develop and implement visual standards that employees are able to consistently follow. Color-coded, hygienically designed sanitation and material handling tools can be used, with zone planners for easy visual standardization. And last is Shitsuke, that is sustain. Create a continuous improvement culture among employees so they can find better ways of reducing efforts. Facilitate employee education, training and evaluation for continuous 5S and food safety improvements. Process of implementation. There are 3 stages in the implementation of lean manufacturing. First is data collection stage. Second is data analysis and development of solution stage. Third is implementation stage. Toyota Production System's 4 rules. All work shall be highly specified as to content, sequence, timing, and outcome. The pathway for every product and service must be simple and direct. Every customer-supplier connection must be direct. There must be an unambiguous yes or no way to send requests and receive responses. Any improvement must be made in accordance with the scientific method, under the guidance of a teacher, at the lowest possible level in the organization. Process of implementation, lean manufacturing. This is the diagram. Time and motion studies, customer demand, process flow, product families. Next step, capacity plan, value stream mapping, current status. Next step, value stream mapping, future status. Next is work balance, layout proposal, and then last is project plan, implementation. Action plan. Well, every individual or company embarking on a lean journey will have different challenges based on their particular set of circumstances. There are several crucial steps that can help reduce resistance, spread the right learning, and engender the type of commitment needed for lean enterprise. Find a change agent, a leader who will take personal responsibility for the lean transformation. Get the lean knowledge via a sensei or consultant who can teach lean techniques and how to implement them as a part of a system, not as isolated programs. Then find a lever by seizing a crisis or by creating one to begin the transformation. If your company currently is not in crisis, focus attention on a lean competitor or find a lean customer or a supplier who will make demands for dramatically better performance. Forget grand strategy for the moment. Map the value streams, beginning with the current state of material and information flow. Now, then, drawing a leaner future state of how they should flow and creating an implementation plan with timetable. Begin as soon as possible with a visible activity. Demand immediate results. As soon as you have got momentum, expand your scope to link improvements in the value streams and move beyond the shop floor to office processes. Process of implementation further, creating an organization to channel your value streams. Reorganize your firm by product family and value stream. Create a lean promotion function. Deal with excess people at the outset and then promise that no one will lose their job in the future due to introduction of lean techniques. This is very important. Devise a growth strategy and remove the anchor draggers. Once you have fixed something, fix it again. Two steps forward and one step backward is okay. No steps forward is not okay. Install business systems to encourage lean thinking. Utilize policy deployment. Create a lean accounting system. Pay the people in relation to the performance of the firm. Make performance measure transparent. Teach lean thinking and skills to everyone. Right size your tools, such as production equipment and information systems. Completing the transformation, convince your suppliers and customers to take the steps. Develop a lean global strategy. Convert from top-down leadership to leadership based on questioning, coaching, and teaching, and rooted in the scientific method of the PDCA, that is Plan, Do, Check, Act. Advantages: productivity improvement, total manufacturing time is saved, less scrap, low inventory, quality improvement, plant space saved, better labor utilization, safety of operations. Transition to lean is difficult since a company must build a culture where learning and continuous improvement are the norm. Success of lean needs the full commitment and involvement of all employees and of the company's suppliers. How people benefit from lean? Element is communication. In case of traditional, communication is slow and uncertain. But in case of lean, communication is fast and positive. So, improvement in quality and coordination. In case of teamwork, traditional, it is inhibited, but lean, it is enhanced. So, teams are very effective. As far as motivation is concerned, in traditional work, it is negative, extrinsic, but in case of lean, it is positive, intrinsic, strong motivation. Skill range, as far as skill range is concerned, in traditional production, it is very narrow. But in case of lean, it is broad. So, it results in job enrichment. Supervision, traditional work, it is difficult and fragmented. In case of lean, it is easy and localized. So, fewer supervisors are required. How customers benefit from lean? Response, instead of weeks, it is in hours. Customization, instead of difficult, it is easy in case of lean. Delivery speed, instead of weeks or months, it is days. Delivery reliability is erratic in case of normal case. In case of lean, it is consistent and high. Delivery quantities, traditionally, large shipments are there. In case of lean, it is just in time as required. Quality, in case of normal, traditional work is erratic. But in case of lean, it is consistent and high. So, customers are delighted. So, improvement is 70 to 90% competitive advantage. Locks in JIT customers, delighted customers. Economics, reduction of inventory, reduced waste, increased market share, increased competitive advantage. These advantages are difficulty involved with changing processes to implement lean principles. Yes, long-term commitment is required. Very risky process, expect supply chain issues while changing over to lean. Yes. Summary, lean manufacturing is a philosophy developed by the Japanese to eliminate waste in all aspects of a firm's production activities. Lean is principally associated with manufacturing industries but can be equally applicable to both service and administrative processes. Works on five basic principles, and the cornerstone is the TPS, that is Toyota Production System. The greatest obstacle to the waste removal is usually failure to recognize the waste. Lean manufacturing includes techniques for recognition and removal of the waste. This delivers an overwhelming competitive advantage, which is extremely important in our business. Thank you.